The Mishnah Berurah does cite, it's stated in Siman Reish Chav Hey, that mitzvah al adam laso su'uda, it's a mitzvah to have a su'uda, b'yom shenase b'no bar mitzvah, when it comes to a son. And the reason, he says, is mishum she'achshav nase ish Yisrael shemitzava mitzvah satorah. He says, because at that moment, now he has an obligation to adhere to and to fulfill the mitzvos, which certainly leads to the question of why the Mishnah Berurah chose to only focus on the bar mitzvah and not a bas mitzvah. If in fact, women, obviously, once they reach their own age, they also have certain obligations that they have. So the question is it true that there's also a mitzvah to have a su'uda for a bas mitzvah? So I'd like to share with you the words of the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe frames this question a little bit stronger, and he says, asks as follows: Madua ein mitzvah besudas bas mitzvah kishnasas bas yud beishana? When she turns 12 years old, why do we not find that there's no obligation to have a sudas mitzvah kimo biben, just like a child, a boy? Digam habas hamischayedas ata b'mitzvos. So they also have certain mitzvahs that they do. V'yesh l'hosif chazek kushya. You can make the question a little bit stronger. She'av shein habas d'resha. So let's maybe the reason why is because let's say the girl chooses not to say a Dvar Torah, not to say a Drasha of some sort. And perhaps because of that reason, no longer is it a mitzvah. So he says, Mikol Makom, Habiyom Shenase Bar Mitzvah, which was we saw before in the Zohar, when Rishima Yochai was recounting the Bar Mitzvah for his son, that it was Bo Bayom, on the day that he actually turned Bar Mitzvah, we said, Nechsheves Sudas Mitzvah, even if there is no Torah at all, that's automatically a Sudas Mitzvah, if it is on the day the child turns Bar Mitzvah. If a child has a celebration thereafter, in order for it to be a Sudas Mitzvah, then Divrei Torah should be said. So, based on this, if you would have a Bas Mitzvah precisely on the day that this girl turns 12 years, you would probably say, you should say maybe, that the obligation should be the same as for a boy. Bim Cain, Gam Bibas, but also Hayom, Shinimala Yud Bei Shana, when she completed her 12 years, and now she's up to her 12th year in one day, so he says it should be considered as a Sudas Mitzvah. So what is the reason for this? And he further says, Vlohiksha, you can't ask, Amashain Osin Suda Ashitam Hasuda, when it comes to the bracha of bracha, which is said on the bar mitzvah, bracha patrenim anshesholzeh, it's questionable whether or not that bracha should be said also for a girl. And we said it was a machlokis what the reason was. According to the Lavush, the reason, as we cited before, was because of this obligation that the child now has to do the mitzvos upon, which is their obligation, and not on the parent. So according to that, there is an obligation perhaps for a bas mitzvah, but perhaps because of Lima Torah, it's not an obligation. So he said in the Piskei Tshuvos that it depends if im libo chafetz was the lashon. If this is what you want, then by saying it without Shema Malchus, without saying Hashem's name, certainly lohistid, you didn't actually do anything wrong. But the whole question that was presented was the bracha. We don't find anywhere a question about the su'udah. The question is, why not? Apparently, when it comes to the su'udah, there is no mitzvah for a girl. And this is what the Igros Moshe says. He says, "Nivus daiti mishum de'ein nikar chiluk bebas l'maisa b'mash nasas gedoy l'yosim mikatnusa." We don't find that even though now she's obligated mitzvahs, before she wasn't, you don't actually see any practical difference in her behavior or the way that she's now acting and being treated in the community. However, when it comes to a boy, Leben Shinikar Tova, is very clear. From this time, the star of Nosa L'chol Davar, he can combine for all things, for a minion, for Mizuman, for all these different things. Therefore, because of that, a su'uda is warranted. Because not only is there obligation upon this child to do mitzvos, but now it's also very apparent and very clear this difference, the way he was before and the way he is now. That's why he said that That's why many are nohig to say the bracha dafka at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, when the child gets an aliyah, when the child reads from the Torah, because that's the time when you actually see something. However, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, says v'al yediya ba'alma, when it comes to just yediya ba'alma, which is not actual any practical difference in the way you see, but only based on halachic requirements, you don't actually see any difference. Enos and su'uda v'simcha. We don't have a su'uda for that. Even though there should be simcha, of course, because she's now obligated to do the mitzvos, but because it's not something in which is practically seen any real differences in practicality, practical terms, therefore a su'uda is not required. Now the Piskei Tshuvos then steps up and says something even more than that which Moshe Feinstein says. It's v'adarabba. And this is what he says. Osur laso se'uda before b'pirsum. So he says, quoting numerous sources, that one should try to refrain from having a very public celebration. B'hagia b'bas legilia beis, when she reaches 12. Mishum shekol kvod the bas melech penima. Because the way that we want to teach these women, these young girls, is not to show off and to act in such a public way. And therefore, everything should be done humbly and privately without much to do. The Ein Zeh, and this is what he says, Elo Minhag Hamiskadmonim Baharifaromim. He says this is based on, I guess that's the translation of that word, yes. This is something which is more common, but was not something which applied so much before, but it's only a question that's only more recent. Ella. So what does that mean? Usser. Usser? You can't? So this is the paragraph he says. If the parents wish, they can do the following. They could call in B'nei HaMishpacha, some family, Yochel Aso Se'uda Sinua. You can have a modest seuda, which the question is, perhaps a bar mitzvah also is not as snua as it should be, which is another issue unto itself. Bibayis, mekarv, hamishpacha, bechavruseha, hakrovos. You invite your friends, those people who are your closest friends, 300 your closest friends, or whatever it is, your family members, that's okay. But Nachon, he says it's proper. Certainly, much simcha should be taking place on this day. Alkanisal ol mitzvos, because now she has accepted upon herself the yoke of mitzvos. The tilbush big de Shabbos, and therefore it's appropriate that she should dress nicer during that time, during the celebration. Possibly tilbash beged chadash, to wear some new garment or to have a new fruit in order to be able to say the bracha of shehechianu. He says that when this bas mitzvah has the bracha of shehechianu recited at this party, she should have the kavana lift or a simchas kinisal b'ol mitzvos, that shehechianu, which is typically not said, but you can have in mind once you're already saying the shehechianu that now I am accepting upon myself this the mitzvos. The yeshu avil ima ledaber ima b'osa yom, on that day in particular, even though all days, of course, getting up to this point also, but certainly on this day, the parents should be engaged in learning Torah, teaching her about all the mitzvos which pertain to her. And he brings down also in the bottom another interesting custom that is recommended. He says, V'yesh hanohagim shahabas tifrish chala biyom zeh, that she should separate chala on the day that she becomes bat mitzvah, in which this will be the first time shetochel hafish b'vracha, that she'll be able to say the bracha and to say it with the true obligation that she has. V'hafrashas chala hi mitzvah shenisna l'noshim l'sakin chet chava. So therefore, this is a mitzvah which is designated to her. So even though, as we said clearly in Igros Moshe, that there's no distinct difference, but to be able to show the things which set her apart and which make it's special to be a member of Bas Yisrael, to have now taken upon herself the mitzvos, that's something in which should be done, if possible, at this time.